Sif, hey, welcome everybody. Ein v'alam yisrael chachila. Okay, this is a klal gadol b'din. You're not only v'atal yisrael chachila. It's very, very clear that as we continue, afilu nafol tochet v'she'im v'shiyo l'batlo. Even if, like, push it, you're not allowed to stop, take, like, lard and put, like, 1 to 6 degrees of lard in your vegetable soup. L'chachila, for sure not. Even if it already got mixed into the heter, lard fell into my pot and it was a 59 to 1 ratio. I can't even add a little water to the pot to make the lard bottle. Not only that, the strongest is a Mishnah in Trumos, and the Mishnah in Trumos says, even if we might have mentioned once, and we'll see this in the very next siman, that a davar chashuv is not batel. Like a whole important unit is not batel. I don't mean the taste that comes out of a whole important unit, I mean the unit itself. So for example, if there's a bug, which is a whole living creature, hiding in my broccoli, it is not batel. Or if there's a steak, which is really chashuv, because like you go to a restaurant, you order it, that gets mixed with other steaks, it's not batel. And they have examples there of like chashuv fruits and vegetables that were very fancy, expensive, that were not batel. Even if something that's chashuv that's not batel get mixed in, and you just smash them all into little pieces so that nothing's chashuv anymore, it's all batel, that's also asur because they involve in mishloach achila. So not only can you put the isur in, if the isur already fell in, you can't add quantity or change the quality, chashivas, of the object in order to make it batel. That's all b'chalal in the Isser lechatchila.
What would that mean to change the quality?
Means to make it not chashuv.
To take a nice fruit and ruin it?
So, for example, let's say there's something called a goze perech, very fancy, schmancy, expensive nuts. And one trefe goes perech got mixed with 100 kosher goze perech. I can't just take a nutcracker and crack them all to me and batel it. What? No, after it's already, after it's mixed in. Even if it's already mixed in and they're all treif, I can't save the tarovis by taking away the chashivas. That's the big chesh. Now, the shach, we've gotten Zion, brings in machlokas, which also makes Yosef here.
Can basar chai consider chashav? Can that be, if you have a basar chai, that will be a great steak if you cook it?
That's a machlokas in the Chabar Ramah, we'll get to it. Very soon, Simonim from now. The Shach brings down Zagat Zayin, Machlokes Rishonim. Is Inuval Nisadar Raisa and Isadar Dor Raisa, or Inuval Nisadar Chachila and Isadar Raisa, or Isadar Abadim? The Ravid holds that Mida Oraisa Inuval Nisadar Chachila. There's a Pasuk in the Torah that says, Thou shalt not be Inuval Nisadar Chachila. But nonetheless, he assumes that there's some makor of drasha or halacha moshe b'sinai to say it's mishnah d'oraisa. Where does he get it from? He gets it from the Gemara. This seems like all roads lead back to the same Gemara. The Gemara, the Yarsha from El Nasser, the Shira Bittel, and they have one line there where they say that this is a heter that comes miklal iser.
Rashi's mashba as well.
What?
Rashi's mashba is d'oraisa as well.
Could very well be. I mean, he doesn't say the words, but could very well be on the simple level, yes. Where it says, El Nazir is a special heter. What's the special heter? Special heter is that you're mevatel l'shel chachila, right? You're mevatel the time of the zroa into the rest of the aisle, right? Because you cook the aisle with the zroa and you're mevatel treif for Yisraelim, taste of the zroa into the rest of the aisle. So the Ravid understood from here, we see that midoraisi can mevatel l'shel chachila. And therefore, it's a chiddush. Gemara says, El Nazir is a chiddush that you're allowed to be mevatel l'shel chachila. Normally, you can't be mevatel l'shel chachila, and that must be din Torah. So that's the opinion of the Ravid. So, Chumras din ein mevatel eser l'chachila, says the Ravid, who's not an asyachid. It is mita oraisa.
He is not
a das yachid. However, the Tosfos and others hold that it's only asur midor panan. Oh, what's the chiddush of El Nazir? According to the Raiva, the Chiddush of El Moshe is that you're Mevatel L'Shalach Achila, which is normally Aser Minat Torah. According to Tosfos, no, Minat Torah, you're always allowed to be Mevatel L'Shalach Achila. It's only Gzeir to Rabbana not to do it. What's the Chiddush of El Moshe? The Chiddush of El Moshe is that you're Mitzvah to be Mevatel L'Shalach Achila. Normally, you don't have to be Mevatel L'Shalach Achila. Chiddush of El Moshe is you're Chayiv to be Mevatel L'Shalach Achila. Okay, so that is a famous book. Shown him, yes.
Sorry, what's the... I had this question on Friday, we were just going to be... What's the din of in Mevatel Isser Mechatchila? I mean to say, like, is it... Is it an Isser on its own, or is it a mashmos in terms of whether it works or not, or...
It's an Isser on its own.
But, like, where's... But can you, like, learn, like, an independent, like, prohibition from, like, an inference like that?
Yes.
Like,
is that... We learned they must have had some source of the prohibition that they didn't share with us. There could be an afgamina. Rabbi Akiva Eger suggests that when they made a knas, if you did a b'shogeg, because according to the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, and I mean it gets a little complicated in the Gemara there, according to many Tana, Rabbi Yehuda, and others perhaps, if someone does Nisidor Raisa, they don't make a knas if he does a b'shogeg. Sorry, Nisidor Abana, they don't make a knas if he does a b'shogeg. But they do put a knas. Somebody just missed their rights of b'shogeg. So they could make a difference. According to Tosfos, if someone did a b'shogeg, there wouldn't be a knas. According to the Ravid, if someone did a b'shogeg, there would be a knas. Anyway, halach l'maisa, we paskin, the prima god, and the chachos oda, most achronin, our machria life, Tosfos. We assume generally, it's not a double pashit, but we paskin, we assume l'maisa, the aim of atlanis of chachil is only nesed rabbanan.
Tosfos says outright that the Kiddush over there is that your mitzvah? Because theoretically you could have said that the Kiddush there is the Anu Drabana.
Correct. You could have said that given that it's all Chuli. I'm pretty sure Tosfos says that. If not, I think you were right there. If not there, then someplace else.
The Prima
Gadim and the Chachmas Adam are Machria that we hold like Tosfos. And that's a general assumption. The Poskim we hold like Tosfos that it is an Isser Drabana. There are some Achronim make a Pshara. Okay, it's not clear to be possible like these, but it's interesting to see what are some sharot. So the Nodi Yehuda quoted here in the Pesach Tshuva, Sifkot and Gimel. Right, even the Shach really already seems to be Achriyat Darabonim. He ends with quoting the Ramah Mipano, that's Darabonim. Anyway, the Nodi Yehuda makes a chilik. He says that it's using lach to lach and yavish be yavish, says the Nodi Yehuda. Lach b'lach is aser mi'drabanan. Yavish b'yavish is aser mi'de'oraisa. As far as this, I think, is clear. Lach b'lach means like the taste or liquid of iser dissolves into heter. Why is that only nesed rabanan? Because in the end, the iser disappeared. It just got dissolved into something. It's gone. So you're not going to say it's Isser D'oraisa to like do bittel then, because taka, it's really gone. It's only Isser D'rabbanan. But yavish b'yavish means you have separate pieces that are all intact. Right? Like I have three meatballs, one treif and two kosher, and I mix the three meatballs together. Then you can say that's more chomer, that's Isser D'oraisa, because the Isser is still intact, and I'm relying on bittel to eat it. So what he said, this very deep lumdus, and we'll come back to it, in Simon Koftes, that there might be a difference between bittel lach b'lach and bittel yavish b'yavish. Again, what I mean lach b'lach, I mean a juice or a gravy or liquid gets absorbed and disappears. Yavish b'yavish, I mean, different pieces are intact. If the lach gets absorbed and this bottle of shishim disappears, then it's not so bad to rely on bittul hachila. That's not Isser D'oraisa, because after all, the Isser disappeared. But in yavish b'yavish, the Isser didn't disappear. It's still here, and yet I'm relying on bittul to eat it. So therefore, that is more chomer, perhaps. There are other, that's in the Pesach Tshuva, some of the achronim have other chibukim. The Chavos Das is a very clever chiluk. We'll see why they all say this in a moment, or in a few moments. Says the Chavos Das, he says very pashut. He says, in something which is Aser Ba'achila, Umutzer Be'hana'a, Betel Tuz Lechachila is only Aser B'Rabban. And then something which is aser b'hamna'a, bitulus l'chachila is aser b'dalaisa, not because of bitulus l'chachila, because of a side reason. Because let's think about it. I take something aser b'hamna'a and I mix it into my soup, and it becomes mutter. What have I just done? I've been in it from it. Now I have more soup. Right? M'dalaisa, for a different reason. Shenetana al yaday maisa habitl. Okay, one could analyze. Is this called being nana? If you make something disappear, is your nana? But says that I was not something very clever. If I take lard and I'm a vatel chachila, it's only nisir rabbanan. But if I take yayin nesach and I'm a vatel chachila, that's an isur d'oraisa. Why? Because I have an ounce of yayin nesach, and now I have an ounce more of soup, and I was nana from the yayin nesach, but I gained soup. So that's an isur d'oraisa. The amli luim, I'll just share one last sheet with you. And Oren will tell me what his star is. He says, he's regular Isurim is only Asur Mihrabanan. But Truma and Kachin, that's Asur Midoraisin in Vato. For a different reason. Next to Bitlus Achila. What do you think might be the problem between the Vato, Kachin, and Truma Midoraisa?
Mi'ila.
Not necessarily Mi'ila, because you have banana from them yet. But what would be the problem between Vatal Truman to my Chulin or Kutchin to my Chulin?
I'm stealing from
Maybe stealing by Truman, maybe I'm not stealing, maybe I own it, but I'm destroying Truman Kutchin. Maybe that's called destroying Truman Kutchin because now it doesn't exist anymore. And what? Where do we know Midoraisa? You're not allowed to destroy Truman Kutchin? You have to guard them? Mishmeres Trumosai. You have to guard Truman Kutchin from being lost. So one second, because of, he says, for a different reason, then I'll finish Langu's question. Because of Ibud Kutchin. Again, one can say that's not Ibud, that's Bittel. Okay, so we have now many, many deus. Tosos seems to assume, sounds like Pashkadot across the board, it's Rabbanan. The Ravid assumes across the board it's a Doraisa in Vatlos al Chachila. And then there's some Sharas. The Nodri Yehuda says it depends if it remains intact or not. If it remains intact, that's the raisa, because then you're really like eating an isra, yay bitl. If it blends into something, that's not so bad, that's only nisur d'rabbanan. And the Chavos Da says regular isurim is only nisur d'rabbanan, but isur hanah is nisur d'rabbanan because of hanah, not because of bitl. And the Zav Nimilurim says regular isurim are only d'rabbanan, and Truman Kutchim are d'raisa, but not because of the bitl, because of destroying Truman Kutchim.
The Chavos Da says yay nesach. It'd be d'oraisa because you get more soup out of it.
Right.
Right? But do you have to eat that, the difference also? I mean, what if you leave over the amount of soup, which you...
That's a good question. It could be once you can eat it, it doesn't matter if you leave it over.
Right. The question is, what does hanami?
Correct. Okay. Yesh ladun al zeh harbe. Nachon, yesh ladun harbe. And as a matter of fact, we're not going to get into it now, but if you look in, if you want makoros on that, you have to look at... that whole question, that is a great question. You really want to look at, where am I? At Rashi and the Riff, and I would have already done it. Okay, then we can schmooze about it. Okay, Vaitre. Let's just ask one more question. If we assume it's an Isser Drabanan, then why? Why did the Rabbanan say it's you can't do Vatal Isser Chachila? What's so bad about Vatal Isser Chachila? After all, in the end, it's Vatal. I'm eating Ketzer. So why did the Rabbanan be Gozer? If it's an Isser Doraisa, we don't always have to ask why the Torah answered it. Okay, the Torah is beyond our understanding. But if it's an Isser Rabbanan, why do you think the Rabbanan would answer it?
Let's make a mistake.
Great, the Yad Yehuda here. Sadi Tess, Sifkatan, Yod Dalid, says, Shema Yit'eh Ivitulo. It's not that per se it would be such an awful thing if you were Vatal Isser Chachila. It's just that if everyone starts being Vatal Isser Chachila, people will make mistakes and they'll eat things that aren't Vatal. If only Bedieved Bittel happens once in a blue moon, then hopefully people won't make so much mistakes. But if people start trying to outwit God and do all kinds of clever things, then they'll end up making mistakes and cutting corners, and they'll think it's Vatal and it's really not Vatal, and they'll end up eating Treif. That is the Yad Yehuda. Can anyone think of a different reason?
You'll think that if you're allowed to eat this when it's Shabbat, you're allowed to eat it when it's also not.
Uh-huh. So, very close to what Shlomi just says. It's really, it does seem improper to us, right? I know that's not exactly where we're coming from. But, says the base mayor here, Shema Yom, if you can eat any trade thing by mixing other things, you'll be mazal, and you won't take the serum seriously anymore. Right? That's the base mayor. It's also Lushay Srod in Orachayim. We don't have an Orachayim here, so maybe we'll stick with the base mayor here. I forgot the same button, but it's here also. Shema Yavo Bezalzel Be'isurin. If you can mevatel l'chachila, then you just won't take Isurim so seriously anymore. Okay, so for one of those two reasons, and maybe we'll see a little later, Nafgamina is not today necessarily, but a little later Nafgamina is due to these reasons, maybe even today. They were gozer, we generally assume like Tosos, that it is an Eser de Rabbanan. Okay, now, the big question becomes, are there any exceptions? Before we get to the Knas, right, which is the rest, what the rest of this is dealing with, are there any cases where we're allowed to be about to this L'chachila?
So,
there are three possible exceptions to B'tolus L'chachila. One is Sif Vav. So, are there any exceptions? So, A, Sif Vav, we'll deal with that when we get to Sif Vav, which hopefully will be so. B, says Oren, maybe something Isser. What if you're not sure if there's an Isser here or not? There might not be an Isser. This comes up a lot, by the way, in terms of the bugs. Let's say I want to, before we get to the other possible iterum, but I want to puree my, let's even come up with a good example. What's easy to check for bugs? Somebody give me an example?
Easy?
Lettuce. Okay, but you never puree it. What?
No, strawberries. Strawberries.
Strawberries are easy to check for bugs.
They still lift downstairs, takes about an hour and a half for each.
Okay. Seder, let's go with lettuce. All right, let's say I want to puree my lettuce. I'm not sure why. Right, so what do I do when I'm puree? I'm going to grind up all the bugs, and then they're going to be bottle. Right, because bugs are very small. They're less than a 60th. The reason they're not bottle is, as we'll see in the next simon, because they are a beria, they're a creature. If you grind them up, they're not a full organism any more than their bottle. So, what if I don't know if there are bugs in my lettuce or not? So, can I be mevatel chachila if there may or may not be Isser there? Or, you could just have another example. Let's say, there may or may not be lard in my soup. Right? So I'll just add like a lot more soup, that if there's any lard, I'll be mevatel it. Right? Just make sure there's 60 against it. So I might or might not have poured an ounce of lard in my soup. So I'll just make add 60 ounces to make sure it's bottled. So can you make bottle an Isser that might or might not even be there in the first place? Yes? So what you're saying is it might depend on the Ravid and Tosos. Right. So that's exactly how the Prima Govan analyzed it. The Shach in many places, but I'm sorry to say none of them in the volume I have here. Does anyone have more Simanim than I have? I only have Tzadi Ches through Kuf Yud Aleph here. Who has more Simanim than that? You have more Simanim than that? Great. What? Pei Dalet, Kuf Yud Dalet, and Kuf Tesvav are the main places he says it? Gevaldik, okay. That's great.
I have all of Shulchan Aruch on this.
Yeah, okay, fine. Seder. How do you think I'm a Gemish? Says the Shach in Simon Kuf Yud Dalet. Sif Katan. Chaf Aleph. Ve'od lo shaykhan v'atel isol chachila. Kevin de safigum yishkan shum iser. Ukedil el, etc., etc. What do you mean? There's no problem to say v'atel isol chachila. If you don't even, if it's only a safig, whether there's an iser in the first place, there's the same thing in kuf tes vav. Chaf ches. Ve'en zek v'atel isol chachila de shem ein kan iser klav. Maybe there's no iser. If maybe there is, maybe there isn't an iser, then that's not a problem whatsoever. Okay, whoever.
I had a deal also on a shop earlier on. Every time we get here, we should.
Oh, yeah? Which one? Either. Who has paid Dalid?
What?
You have paid Dalid?
So if you want, it's in PayPal. And, if you look at Siman Pei Daled and the Shach of Gatli Mem, what does the Shach say? Says the Shach, same exact thing. It won't surprise you too much. Says the Shach. The ends of Batalos of Chachila came the Safik whom you Arab Shomeser Klal. Okay, you get the point. The Shach says all over the place. That says the Shach, hey Dalid, I'm doing Sevkatan's Mem. These are things that I read to you. They're not things you're taking my word for. Kuf Yud Dalid, Sevkatan Chav Aleph, Kuf Tesvav, Sevkatan Chav Ches, Mutter Levatel, Suffig, Isser Lechatchila. There's no problem if it's only a Suffig with an Isser there, or there is not an Isser here.
It's in the context of the Eruv HaKadera when you don't know which page it's on also?
Could very well be. Maybe that's where it was. The good point. Anyway, the Prima Godim here disagrees, though. He even tries to get out of the Shachim or saying it, although it's Bidoch Gadol. The Prima Godim, the Sifsei Das, Sifkat and Zion here, Bina L'chor, he says exactly what Shlomi just says. Well, if we pass like Tosos, then... Actually, it's an interesting question. Why is the Shach Mekel? This is a big nafkamina because almost all of the things mentioned in Shas Talon are only a suffix. Very few of them are like Rove or Vadai, they have bugs. Probably some, but very, very few. You know, lettuce is not Vadai bugs, and broccoli is not Vadai bugs, and cauliflower is not Vadai bugs, and strawberries are not Vadai bugs, and whatever else, I don't know what we can think of. So it could be, because since we hold from Tosos, Bitlos Chachil is only Drabban and Safi Drabban and Lekula. That's what Shlomi wanted to say. That's the Prima Godim assumed. If you want to, maybe Efshir, you could also say that if the problem is that it's a Zilzal be Yisur, Yuvatel Chachil, maybe it's only a Zilzal, take a Vada Yisur and like try to get around it. But if it's only a Safik in the first place, then that's not a Zilzal. Okay, Efshir. But Shlomi's Svara is certainly more straightforward, and that's what the Prima Godim says here. And however, says the Prima Godim.
He tries a little.
So one second. So what does he say here? He says
He
thinks this is Usher, the Prima Godim, right here. Says the Prima Godim right here in Siman Sabtes, Sifsei Das, Sifkat and Zion, says Aser. He does not like that. he does not like that logic. And he says, oh, what about those other Shachs? He says, no, maybe he didn't really mean it there, and he just, there was some other sort there. He says, oh, but the Knesset Gedolah said there's a Shachim Kof Teslov and a Shachim Kof Yudalid, and et cetera, et cetera. And some other Achronim or late Rishonim that he quoted. He says, no, that's not really what it means. That means that there are probably no bugs there, and there's other Stodol Hakel, and et cetera, et cetera. Right? He does not like, and he thinks all those Shachs really don't mean what they seem to say on the simple level. Okay, so the pasuk of the Shach is very clear all over the Shulchan Aruch that if something's misupik, whether it's asur or mochi, you can mivatel l'chachila. The Prima Godim does not like that, not one little bit. And he says to Shlomi, don't say this suffik drabon l'kula, because we have a general principle. This general principle, the application of this general principle, is exceedingly subtle. General principle that we only say suffik drabon l'kula if something's purely a suffik midrabana. If something is a drabana nafgamina of a suffik d'oraisa, then we don't say suffik drabana l'kula. So, for example, what does the Prima Godim say here? He says, look, you're misupik whether there's an isser here or not. That's a suffik d'oraisa l'chumra. The real suffik is not whether you can mevatel l'chachil. The real suffik is there an isser? And we have to be machir there is an isser, because that's a suffik d'oraisa. This is what's known as...
That's the isser that is God-like.
Exactly. This is what's known as a... Safek d'oraisa, shenis galgel, lidrabanan, and we assume that is l'chumra. This is a very important point, because a lot of people are going to make a mistake about this.
For example, if you are Masopik, remember we learned that already, someone poured milk into your chicken soup, and your Masopik, whether it's more or less than a 60th, that's Safik Yorin Lekula, because chicken and milk is only Midrabanan. Let's take a different classic case. Someone poured milk into your beef stew, and you're not sure if it's more or less than a 60th. So the beef stew is treif, Safik Yorin Lekula. What do you do with the pot? After 24 hours, are you allowed to cook in a treif pot? Are you allowed to cook in a treif pot after 24 hours in general? No, it's a Nisr Drabanan. So why don't we say after 24 hours now, it's a Nisr Drabanan, the pot's treif or not, so you can be makel. The answer is no, it doesn't work that way. Since the original question was about a Daraisa Shaila, and we passed in L'chumra, now it's L'chumra, even though there are Midrabanan, Nafgaminas that stem from there. So whenever there's really a Shaila in Daraisa, and you have to pass in L'chumra, then there's some Drabanan that ties into it. Once you pass in L'chumra, you pass in L'chumra, and the Drabanan is also L'chumra. That is the Prima Gadim's time here. He says, let's say, I mean, all these cases are tricky, but let's say you don't know if your food is treif or not. That's a Safik Doraisa. That's a Safik Doraisa. Okay, so then you have to pass that it is treif. It's Safik Doraisa L'chumra. Now you want to know if you can batal chachila. You're already passing that it's treif. It's not a Safik anymore. Once it's the ikker of the Safik Doraisa, which just rolls into an afghanina that's Darabanan, we pass the chumra and we don't look back, and even the drabon and afkaminas are l'chachila. That's a general kol tor kula. The details of it are exceedingly subtle. Like, for example, one of the most classic shaylas that comes up all the time in real life psak. What if someone cooked something that may or may not have been treif d'oraisa in the pot and only realized after 24 hours had passed? Is that called the safek drabon? Because by time, and the food was already gone. Is that a safek drabanan? Because by the time they realize the food's gone and the pot's after 24 hours only drabanan, or is that a safek daraisa? Because the etzem the safek was, is the food kosher or treif daraisa? Okay, that's probably the machlokas between the shach and the prima gadim here. Shach says bitulos l'achila is like its own realm. Is there an iser bitulos l'achila here? Is there not? That's safek drabanan. Prima gadim says no. Bitulos l'achila is just something that flows from it being usher to start with. So your real safek isn't can you be mevatel l'achila. Your real safek is it usher or not? If it's usher, you can't be mevatel. If it's mutter, you can be mevatel. Then it's not shaykh. And therefore, you have to pass it as usher, because safek d'oraisa lechumra. Okay.
Do you have reason to believe that the shach is because he thinks it's a derabana?
No, I have no particular reason to believe that.
I would assume that it's because if it's like a you're being a bad boy thing, so you're less being a bad boy if it's misafek.
The way I would express that is that if the problem is zilzol, it's only zilzol to spit in the face of an isser. If it's a safek isser, that's not zilzol. Meaning, there's something very inappropriate with trying to eat an isser. If it's a safek isser, it's not so inappropriate.
And like the stimas lashono is even mashma, something like that.
Yeah, it's hard to tell if stimas lashono is not mashma anything, really, honestly. Anyway, I'm with you, but, you know, most achronim are with Shlomo, and I can't prove anything, because the shach never gives a svar. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, you can analyze the svar as one way, the other way. The shach says, if something safek isser, something mutter, you can vatal el chachila. And the Prima Gadim says you cannot, and he even thinks the Shach never really meant it.
Hatal is Sadi Beis Ches, the Shach over there, talking about in stirring the thing. The Shach's Lashon is Kiev and Shinitmas call up there, but Safek Vein Kamishim Vatal Isser. So.
Okay, that might mean something else based on something Kofiud Aleph. Let's leave that. Okay. Viker. Anyway, Kitzer. How do we paskin on this machlokas in the Shach? The Pashas of the Shach, if you wish. And the Prima Gadim, Halach L'maisa, the Achronim, there's like 100 Achronim on one side, 100 Achronim on the other side. L'maisa, the Achronim are not comfortable being so much on the Shach, especially since the Prima Gadim claims he never meant it. And L'maisa, Machmirim, Aval, Mitzarfin, Shach, Kisnif Lahakar. Meaning, the Maisim or Machmer, if something's 50-50 Asur or Mutter, we would not be Mfatal El Chachila. However, if there's other Stadim Lahatar, Sniff means like an additional branch. If there's other Stadim Lahakar, then we'll say, well, there's other reasons it might be Mutter plus the Shach, and we can use that. So basically, whenever we have something that's like, you know, we have some grounds to be Makel, but not enough. And it's also Safek Isser, we throw in the Shach, and then we are Makel. But Halach L'maisa, a pure case of Bittel Safek Isser L'chachilo, we do not rely on the Shach.
But if you have the cases where it started off as there are a lot of them are chicken. There we said that even there?
No, that's Pashat Safek, there are a lot of them cooler.
No, no one does.
No one, nothing to talk about. Except for the funny toss.
So if you have a Safek Shishim and you don't know if some milk fell into your whatever schnitzel, or so then you could just add more to the schnitzel in your pot?
Well, then you don't even have to add more. Right? Okay, fine. Okay, Rabosai. Now, that's one issue, which is not on the page at all right here. What is on the page at all right here is the Taz in Sukkot and Zayin. And this is even more halacha maisa. Says the Taz in Sukkot and Zayin, B'simen pei dalet sefiyot gimel mevuar, dim ein kavanasa rach l'dover acher, gil natakin advash mutter. If your kavana is for something else, your kavana is not to be vatal. Your kavana is for something else, then it is mutter. Okay, here it gets very tricky. Exactly what your kavana is for something else. Over simon kopan zayin sefbeis kasafti etc. Okay, we'll get to that in a moment. What's the example of your kavana for something else? They had honey, and the honey had bees' legs stuck in it. Okay, I don't know what the bees did without their legs. That's not my problem. but maybe it had the whole bee stuck in it sometimes, but they always stuck with the legs. The honey had bees' legs, and then you didn't want to eat the bees. So what do? You strain the bees out of the honey. Okay? Anyone ever try to strain honey? What do you have to do before you strain the honey?
Water it down.
No. Anyway, if you want to strain honey.
Boil.
Yeah, right, exactly. You heat it up, it becomes liquid, and then you strain it. The problem is, when you heat it up, the tam of the bees goes into the honey and becomes bottled. It's less than 60th, etc., etc. So, that's bitulus of chachila. How can they mice mechol yom? The way to produce honey was you want to clean honey, not only for halachic reasons. Mice, the guy wants to clean honey without pieces in it. How do you get the pieces out of the honey? You heat it up and until it becomes a liquid, and then you strain it. When you heat it up, you're making the tam of bees go bottle into the honey. Isn't that bitulus of chachila? Say, no, that's no problem. Because your intention is not to be mevatel the tam of the bees in the honey. Your intention is just to strain the honey. Therefore, since your intention is not for bittul, it is mutter. Meaning, bittul is l'achila is not usher if you're doing it for another reason. Those are sick ratio, bittul is l'achila. It's only usher if your intention is levata. That is what we learned from there. Another place we learned that from, for example, is when it comes to kasher and kalim. Right, we'll get to this at great length, and we'll see there are other opinions, but the mainstream opinion, there are two ways to kasher a kli. What are they called?
Hagala
and Libun. And Ruba de Ruba of Poskim assume that they're two fundamentally different things. Libun, which is you get it burning hot, burns the Isser away. It just makes it disappear by burning it. Hagala doesn't burn the Isser away, it just removes the Isser. So when you dip your spoon into boiling water, the Isser of the spoon gets removed and goes into the boiling water. The kasha is, why doesn't it then go back into the spoon? So we'll get into a whole discussion of that bit shaito when we get to Siman Tov Nun Beis in Or Chaim. But I don't actually have to say that because I think there's only Siman Tov Nun Beis in Or Chaim. But many of the Rishonim say, for various reasons, you put the spoon into a big pot that's more than 60 times as big as the spoon. And then the trafe taste in the spoon goes out into the water and is batel shishim in the water. And that's why it's mutter. Right? Because if you put the spoon into water, there's only a little bigger than the spoon. The trafe takes the spoon, go into the water, trafe up the water, and the water trafe up the spoon, and you'd be back to square one. Okay, so they all ask, isn't that bitulus l'chachila? You're taking the trafe taste of the spoon, and you're being vatal in the water l'chachila. They say, no, you're not trying to be vatal taste in the water. You're throwing this water in the garbage. You're just trying to get it out of the spoon. Therefore, since your intention is not to mix Isser and Heter and eat it, which is what we call Bithel. Bithel is your intention is to eat a mixture of Isser and Heter. No, your intention is not to eat a mixture of Isser and Heter. You're just doing something else innocently. And it turns out that you have some Bithel Isser Chachila, that's fine.
Unless you're going to say water has a taste, Haraya, that Shishim is about diluting.
So you'd have to say water has a taste. Okay. Even though I'm being wrong with you, but, you know, you could. Okay, so, says the Taz, Besimen, I'm reading Sukkot and Zayin, Besimen Peidal, Sefiv Gimel Vuar, Gim Ein Kavanah Sovak Dover Acher, Gim Latakim and Vash. Your intention is not to mix Isser and Heter and eat it. Your intention is just to strain your honey. Mutter, Besimen Kovlan Zayin, Sef Beitz, Kasafdi, Daim Dav, Gim Yev Shevin Yen Acher. He says this gets a little tricky, like,
What do you mean I didn't have intention to be mevatel yisur? If I didn't have the intention to be mevatel yisur, why didn't I just accomplish my innocent goal a different way? The answer is, that's because I had no other way. What other ways there is stream honey other than heating it? I don't know, maybe nowadays it's a fancy technology, but certainly, if you ask me, or someone who lived a long time ago, I can't think of any other way to get clean honey other than heating it, so that it'll flow through a strainer. And there's no other way. Okay, so what does the Taz say? When is there a heter of Kavanosol Dover Afer? Only if your kavan is the dover acher, and there's no other way to accomplish that dover acher. But if there's another way to accomplish that dover acher, then you have to use the other way to accomplish the dover acher, the other goal. So says the Taz. Excuse me. So, for example, let's say you wanted to puree your lettuce for some reason, and then you'd be mevatel all the bugs in your lettuce. The Taz would say, but there's another way to do it. Just clean the lettuce and then puree it. If there's another way to do it, then you can't say, I'm just trying to puree my lettuce. But if there's no other way to do it, like let's say it's raspberries and you hold, right, like some poskim, there's no way to clean them. Okay, then you can puree them. So here we have actually four opinions. We'll go from the most mekel to the most machmer. The most mekel is the Bach. Kol shekavanoso l'dover acher mutter. He does not make a condition that you have to have no other way of accomplishing your dover acher. He is like a super mekel. Whenever you're not trying to mevatel something, you're just acting innocently, and you have to figure out how to be machmer. This is how to be machmer. Whenever, if you were a guy, you would do the same thing, let's say, right? You're not trying to mevatel the yisur. You're just trying to make a recipe. Then it's no problem. And they seem to have good raya's for this. For example, there's a mission in Trumos that says, apparently, people probably know more about farming than I do, but if you have good quality wheat, then you get more flour for each kilo of grain than if you have bad quality wheat. All right. Seems reasonable. So what do they say? Let's say you have a mixture. Anyone know truma, min bimino, what the shiur bittel is?
1 in 100.
1 in 100, very good. Let's say it happens to be 1 to 98 truma wheat. But the truma wheat is bad quality, and the chulin wheat is good quality. So when you grind it in the mill, now the chulin wheat gets bigger, and now it's 100 to 1. Mishnah says mutter. How is it mutter to grind it? You're mevatel l'chachila, right? Now it's not mevatel 1 to 98. Now you're grinding it and making it mevatel 1 to 100 because, you know, the chulin wheat is better quality, so you get more flour out of it somehow. So the answer is because you're not trying to mevatel l'chachila. You're just trying to mill your wheat. I mean, that's what everyone does with wheat. What?
There's no other way there.
And maybe there's no other way there because how else are you going to bake things out of your wheat, right? Fair enough. Okay, so you're right. It's not right in the Bach. Okay. Says the Taz, Lefi Prima Gadim, and this seems to be Pashim Shah. There's some Taz that worked that out. The Prima Gadim right here, but he's also quoting the Pitzchi Tshuva here in Sefkat Adalat. Right? I am Rehita Vishim Taz, dot, 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 Uber Prima Gadim, Bevor, dot, dot, dot. But the Prima Gadim is right on this Taz. He says, no. Shekavanoso, Vidavar Acher, Ve, Efsher. Binyan Acher, Bili, Tircha, Mutter. What does the Prima Gadim say in the Taz? He says, what do you mean impossible? It doesn't mean impossible. Like if I'm doing something innocent, and I could have another way of doing it, but that's really hard. So I'm doing it a normal way of doing it. If I'm doing a normal way of doing it, and all the other options are very hard, then that's considered acting innocently. That's not a problem, but to l'chatchila. So, for example, let's say I want to puree up something with bugs, and it would be really hard to check it. Then, I'm not trying to mevatel l'chachila, I'm just trying to make a recipe. And it would be really hard to get to do it in a different way. And therefore, I'm considered to be acting innocently. But if it's easy, if I have another easy option, then there's no heter. We're not going to say you're acting innocently,
just go mabatlas or hachila, no problem. If you have an easy option where you can get around it, let's say it's easy to check for the bugs. Say no, just check for the bugs. I'll just give two other opinions, and then we'll paskin. The Beis Yehuda is masufik here in the Taz, right? The Pesach Chuva here quotes the Beis Yehuda, who's not sure what's his case. His case is bugs. You have malins. Malins, I think, are raspberries, no? What are malins? Aren't they raspberries or blackberries or one of these things? What? Yeah. And they have bugs, and he wants to make juice, and he wants to cook them and make juice, but it's too hard to check for the bugs. So he says, well, I'm cooking it and getting the taste of the bugs into my juice. The taste of the bugs is less than a 60, because bottom, how big can the bugs be? Right? I'm being mavatal the taste of the bugs into my raspberry juice. Is that a problem? So he says, no, according to this Taz, I'm just trying to make juice. I'm not trying to be mavatal. I'm not trying to eat bugs. No one wants to eat bugs. I'm not trying to be mavatal bugs and eat them. No, I'm just trying to make juice. And there's no other easy way to make juice. Because if I started to pick out all the bugs in these raspberries, it would take me all year long. And therefore, he is mako. Okay, the Beis Yehuda is a little misophic about this. Maybe Taz means only kol shekavanoso ledavar acher the efshar klal the inyan acher is mutter. That's a big kiddush. Maybe we're only making a bifalus or chachila if you're trying to accomplish something else. And there's absolutely no way, no other way to accomplish it. Then that's a big chumra. For example, let's say it would take you a whole day to check your raspberries for bugs. We're just trying to make juice. The Beis Yehuda suggests maybe if you read the Taz literally, you could say, it's also to make juice because you're bringing a lot of the bugs in the chachila. Ah, there's no other way to do it. And you're doing it innocently. Sure, there's another way to do it. Spend a whole day checking them. There's another possible way to do it. Okay, that's a big chumra. Rabbi Kiva Eger, the biggest chumra in the world. The real 180 charedis v'chuli are ma'achon for this Rabbi Kiva Eger. It's not on the page. But it's a shut Rabbi Kiva Eger, Siman Ayin Zayin. He says, nope. What a rack.
Is it Das Atzma or Das Atzma?
Das Atzma. Kasher Kavanoso. Vidavka. He said, what are the two examples that we learned from the Shulchan Aruch? Where it's okay to mevatel shlecha chila because you have innocent kavana. One is you're trying to strain out the honey. That's not just you're trying to accomplish something else. You're davka trying to remove bees from the honey. But as part of removing bees from the honey, you accidentally mix bee taste into the honey. Okay, it's especially only when your kavana, not when your kavana is innocent, only when your kavana is mehopach. If your kavana is davka to get the iser out, like kashering. In kashering, your kavana is to get the iser out of your spoon. Oh, you're mevatel, that's okay. In straining honey, your kavana is to get the bees out of your honey. Oh, you get a little of them into your honey, that's okay. But then it's very restricted, according to Rabbi Akiva Eger. This heter almost never applies. Only in very rare cases where you're mixing iser into your tarotas as a side effect of getting iser out of your tarotas. Very, very rare case. According to Rabbi Akiva Eger, there's no heter here at all. And the Ein Charedus likes to be choshish to this Rabbi Akiva Eger a little. But the mainstream approaches, no, agree with the Bach, the Taz, etc. And they seem to have a very strong raya from the Seches Trumos. Right? If my Truma wheat is 1 to 98, and I grind it and turn it into 1 to 100, it's mutter. Ah, it's bitulis lachachila. No, the answer is, because I was acting innocently, that's not bitulis or lachachila. Halacha l'maisa. Between these opinions, which do we paskin like? Between these opinions, which do we paskin like? So most poskin go with the Taz, according to the Prima Gadim. They say, if I am being mevatlus l'achila, but I'm acting innocently. I'm not trying to be mevatel the iser. I'm just trying to make food and live my life. And it happens to be mevatlus l'achila. And I didn't have a convenient other option of how to live my life without being mevatlus l'achila. It's not like I'm a davkinik. Oh, let me pick the option mevatlus l'achila. The other option wasn't practical. Possible, but not practical. Then it's mutter. So, for example, this does come up in all these bug shilas, that's probably where it comes up the most, bug shilas. So for example, let's say you have broccoli, and you can't clean the bugs out of the broccoli. You know, anyone ever tried to clean bugs out of the broccoli?
It's always hard because when it comes to bugs, everyone has different shittas and tzitzis. But let's say you can't clean the bugs out of the broccoli, for example. Or you can't clean the bugs out of the strawberries, for example. Right? If you hold that sauce. Then, can you puree them? So, l'chore, you can. Let's say you want to make a smoothie, right? That's what you make with pureed strawberries. That's what it's called. Or let's say you want to make a broccoli kugel, and one way to make a broccoli kugel is with pureed broccoli. Another way is with whole pieces of broccoli. Right? So then, that should be, and it's really hard. It's not like lettuce, which like, okay, it's a little tircha, but it's not a big deal to check. Or like some things, which are like, you know, a little work to check. It's very, very hard, maybe even impossible. At the very least, very, very hard to check it. So then, it should be okay to puree it. Because all you're being vatalish lahachila, yeah, my intention is not to eat the bugs. I don't want to eat the bugs. My intention is just to make a recipe. Ah, I'm also being vatalish lahachila. My intention is to make a recipe. I'm not being a lahachisnek, a davkenek. I didn't have another convenient way to make this recipe. And therefore, it should be fine, especially if you add the idea that it's only a suffix in the first place in the shach would be mako, because most of them, very few of our vegetables are vadai infested. Most of them are only suffix infested. So therefore, that would be mutzer. Okay, there are those who are a little more machmir, and they only allow you to puree if they have additional stalin lahakel. But that's the real tip.
When we say I don't have a convenient way of changing the recipe, would we say that I need to change the recipe, or is that already too much? Meaning, if I could like, tweak it a little bit, then the food would come out a little different. Is that called? Is that called already, like, oh, that's already something completely new, or not?
I think that's something completely new. I don't think it's called a different way.
At what point do we consider it being about the bugs, let's say, in broccoli? Like, at what point in the purity process? Or, like, if I smash them up,
No, I think you have to manage puree it. Basically, you're trying to break the bugs in half. Bugs are very small, so I think you have to puree it or break bugs in half. If I just smush the broccoli in my hand like this, I don't think it breaks any bugs. Bugs are very small.
What exactly is the getter of a tircha?
It's a good question. That's a good question, and I think it's somewhat subjective.
Different people are coming, right?
Okay, so you have to use your judgment. Okay. Anyway, but halacha l'maaseh, this is very, very, very important. In halacha l'maaseh, it doesn't only, in bugs, which is the case the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, right? He wanted to make a raspberry drink, and it was very hard to remove all the bugs first. Could come up in other cases, theoretically, that I'm just not, envisioning what those cases are right now. Yes?
Does this also mean that you could, if you have a choice between, you're only going to make broccoli a certain way, or I don't know why I've always learned it was frozen broccoli, right? Could you then, consider that there's no dvar achar other than, frozen broccoli or making the pureed kugel?
I'm not sure I totally understand your questions. What are your two options?
You have to buy
bodek. Do you have to buy bodek? Let's say you could buy bodek and puree it.
It's more expensive.
Or you could buy regular broccoli and puree it. Is that considered a efshur ve'inyan acher? That's a great question. I'm not sure I can prove the answer. What is the tircha? It's not any more of a tircha to buy this than to buy that. It's just more money. Right, it's not more tircha, it's just more money.
No bigger tircha for a Jew then.
What?
No bigger tircha for a Jew than not saving money.
Okay, you want to save them? Take it. I try to be miserable from being caught making anti-Semitic topic comments on tape. Gets people in trouble now. This. It is a great question. It would seem to me, this goes back to Oren's question of what's tircha, what isn't, that if it's not expensive for you, what is expensive? Everyone has different ideas about expensive, right? Someone who drives a Lexus is not expensive. Someone who drives a BMX bicycle. So maybe it is expensive. I don't know how much the building costs.
32 shekels
in
the place up here.
What?
32 shekels in the place up here.
And how much does regular broccoli cost?
I don't want it.
Okay. New news. Okay. The
Yeah, it seems to me that if it's expensive for you, then that's like a terrible. But, you know, everyone knows. It's very hard to give objective expenses, right? Like, I know one guy who only carries around $100 bills, and whenever anything, he just rounds up to the next 100 and gives people money, right? And then there's some people who don't have any money. So it probably depends who you are. No, I can't introduce you.
Would that be the same?
Okay, Nora knows who he is.
Would that be the same in terms of if you have a choice between two different dishes, one of them it would be pureed, one of them would be just chopped, that you should always go towards pureed? Assuming you can't check it.
Well, then you have no choice, because if you can't check it, then if it's not pureed, it's ulcer. So then you're in trouble.
Or should you not eat it at all?
No, so I think we'd say you can always not eat everything at all, and yet the taz was makel. So I think we'd say that's okay. So that's why a lot of poskim, you know, everyone has their own way of drawing the line. What's a tircha, what's not, etc. But it'd be corona. I think the poskim assume that that is okay, especially since they're tzarev the shachir as well. Okay. It could be, I don't know, it could be in the Eidah Haredis, they would only give their hefcher if there was another tzad l'hakel for some reason, or maybe not. I don't know, I haven't checked out their policies, but I definitely know from other Mahadran kashrus agencies, certainly if you're just making it, pureeing it, because that's the recipe, and because it's a big tircha to check, and it's only suffering in the first place, then they give the Mahadran hashkacha, at least some of the Mahadran hashkachas.
The whole, when we call it this a suffering, we don't say in this case that chosur b'kiyus would change whether it's a suffix or not? It's always considered a suffix.
That's a good question. What about the fact that you could check, right? Mm-hmm. And especially if that's Shlomo and the Prim Gum said, the shach is based on something you're running cool, like you can't use something you're running cool if you could check. So a lot of things you could check if they have bugs or not, right? You could probably check if broccoli has bugs or not, I assume. Like you put it in salt water or something, you see. It might be hard to get all the bugs out, but you can check if there's bugs or not. So that's a good point. So then that would take away a little bit of the tzad in Hanami, but I think still.
Why would you take away the whole tzad?
Even if it would, you still have the tzad to rely on. So, right. But you're right. That is a good. That is a good hara.
There might not be the shach sniff
lakula. Right. That might take away the shach sniff lakula, or it might not, depending on what the logic of the shach is.
But it'll still be behind.
Yeah, I think people, you know, I think that's what people do. You know, every hashgacha has their own policy on this. Okay, now let's go. So this is very, very important. Halacha l'maisa. When can you be matlos l'chilo? When can you not? Okay, now we're getting on to another very, very important issue, which comes up in industrial kashrus, which is b'di'evit. If someone was matlos l'chilo, can you eat it or not? So, bi'ikaron, ein avalanish l'chachila, but bittel is bittel. Whatever's bottle is bottle. The problem is that chazal need a knas. Right? It's not that bittel doesn't work if it's l'chachila, bittel works. But there's such thing as a knas. The knas is that chazal didn't want you to benefit from it. So, we see this, the Gemara Gittin says, and it's also based on the Mishnah Yishan Orla. That if someone did bit Vatulus L'chachila, then Chazal put a knas on him.
Everyone who uses the Rabbanim in the Raizah?
Everyone who uses a knas is only the Rabbanim, correct. The Mefarshim say here that, like the Shach Tzukat and Zayin, everyone agrees the knas, but the Evid is only the Rabbanim. Because it's not that Bittul doesn't work, a Vade it works. It's just they made a knas. Chazal, when you have a chance, please. So let's learn about this knas. Avar Ubitlo. So first, there's a machlokas tanoim in Gittin daf nun valid. In Gittin daf like nun and then based in valid is like all these sugis of knas. They give you all the machlokas in the whole Torah. Some machal Shabbos, some machal shir, a plant of shias, some on, you know, all the different knasos, and they work out the sheets of all the tanoim by all the knasos. Lemaitza in machlokas tanoim about the knas of bitlus lechachila. What if someone's bathlisher lechachila? Is there a knas on them? Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda says there's always a knas. Rav Yosef Rishon says there's only knas b'meizid, not b'shogid. After all, you only deserve a knas if you did a b'meizid. So here we have a machlokas. You got the board, Bitzel?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
This machlokas is in Gittin also?
What?
This machlokas that I'm reading is quoting?
Is in Gittin, not in Dalit. It's only in Gittin. Okay. So, says Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, basically what that's called in the Lashon HaGemara is Kamsu Shogeg Atu Meset. The Gemara seems very clear there, okay? There's a long Arichos, that's redundant. There's an Arichos in the Maharsha, I think in Gittin, and the Shidu Metz and Ksubas, about, you know, whether Be'etzen there should be a Knas on a Shogeg or not. The Gemara Gittin certainly holds Be'etzen there should be no Knas on Shogeg. The guy didn't do anything wrong. What's so bad about a Shogeg? They say Kamsu Shogeg Atu Meset. They need a Knas on Shogeg, because the guy might really be a Meset and just pretend to be a Shogeg. So we don't want to let him get away with it. But Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say, Lo Kamsu Shogeg Atu Meset. And we Paskin like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon. Especially since we Paskin is Drabbanan, then for sure. Some people say if you help at the Raven, that it's also the price of Nachlos and Achila, maybe you should be more Nachver. But we pass in Bintos and Achila is only a Strabana. And then for sure, general, there's a general rule called Tarkula, the Mishnah Berurah says in the Chol Shabbos, some of the Chol Shabbos in the Strabana, and low comes from Shogeg Atu Meset. We all make a constantly from Meset out of Shogeg. And that's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Over a bit low, someone did an Aveira. And they mixed Isser with Heter, Osher Riva Love, or Isser and Heter was already mixed, they just added Heter to make the quantity of Bittel. In B'Shogeg Mutter, if B'Shogeg it is Mutter, no Knas and Shogeg, in B'Mezid Usser. But it's not that the Bittel works, it's just there's a Knas, right? B'Mezid, the Bittel works, just a Knas. Who gets the Knas? I don't get a Knas, and Elon doesn't get a Knas. Who gets the Knas? Well, here it gets a little tricky, but the guy who did it gets a Knas. Therefore, Asr Mumbatal Atzmo Im Shalom. It's also for the guy who did it if he's the owner. And if he didn't on behalf of someone else, it's also for whoever he did on his behalf. So it's also for two people. So let's just look at this for a second. Bitel Mekatila Benazin Lo Im Hushalo Asr. Lemi shenis batel b'shvilo. Aser l'shar kol adam mutar. What's the logic? The logic, I think, is pretty clear. We don't want to make a treif. It's taka batel. We just want to make a knas that his nefarious plot shouldn't work. So, what would constitute his plot working? Well, if he did it in order to feed it to Reuven, and we let Reuven eat it, then his plot would succeed. So we don't let Reuven eat it. If he owns it, then Mestama, he's always doing it so that he could eat it. Even if he didn't have money, he would eat it. Mestama, if he owns it, he's thinking to eat it. So we don't let him eat it. But if we let a stranger eat it, then his plan didn't work. Even he himself can eat it if he doesn't own it. Why? Because let's say he's like a shliach for someone else and he's mavatal their food for them. He never intended to feed it to himself. So it's not considered his plot working if he feeds it to himself. That's considered a failure, not a success. As the Ramah, a sentence which the Shach points out you should not understand. You should not misunderstand, rather. He can't, not only can't he eat it if it's his own, he can't sell it to another Jew because then you're Nana. What does it mean he can't sell it to a Jew because then he's Nana? So the Shach says that means he can't sell it to a Jew at a higher price than it used to be worth. Like, for example, let's say he had 60 ounces of kosher orange juice and 1 ounce of treif orange juice. And that used to be worth $20. Now that he mixed it all and made it kosher, it's worth $21. Then he can't sell it for a Jew for $21. But if it's worth the same amount anyway, then he can. So it's not that he can't sell it to a Jew. He just can't make more money selling it for a Jew. So, and what the Rama really means, and Mishar Kalad the Mutter, but Asur to sell to another Jew for a higher price than it was worth beforehand. So it's not that it's literally also to sell to a Jew. Let's say I'm mevatel kosher meat into treif meat. Right? I have kosher meat worth $20. And treif meat worth $1, and I'm vatal it, and now it's worth $24.
I could sell it to for 21,000, which is what it was worth originally, as long as I don't make a profit. Then my plan didn't work. Okay, that's the principle. Yes?
Why not going to do?
Because a goy, of course I won't make a profit. Why would a goy pay more? Because it's kosher. It's not dafka Jew, it's just a utensil. You're never going to make a profit selling it to a goy. But why would the goy pay you more money now that it's kosher?
Oh, not talking about there's more in it?
No, because you owned it all anyway. I own this much kosher and this much treif. I mix it, now it's all kosher. Of course I'm not going to make money selling it to a goy. He's not going to pay me more because it's all kosher. But the Jew might pay me more because it's all kosher. So therefore, I have to sell it to him at a discount if he would pay me more. But it's just a utensil. Okay, here we get a big hakira, which has to do with all the modern day kashrus, at least in Chutz Laaretz. you should know. Yes.
If the whole problem of bittul is zilzul, would it even be shayach if you did a bishogi?
Because if it's atu meizah, that really you did a bishogi, you're lying and you claim it's shogi, then it would be shayach. I mean, Rameh and Yehuda aren't being kikas on shogi. They're just afraid you're amazing. Mm-hmm. And you're just being slick and putting on a show. It's very easy to pretend to be fro. It reminds me of a funny story, but not for now. There was once a TV show about like these about Yeshiva Bachur and Banish in the army or something. No, and there was some like Chiloni guy who played the like tzaddik. You know, like really from guy. So they interviewed him afterwards and they said, like, was it hard, like, learning to play from guy? And he said, yeah, like, I messed up a lot of things. He said, so give me an example. He says, like, once, the director was from, once, like, I had a thing where I had to eat something. I picked it up. I said, Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam, Bori Pri Ha'etz, and I ate it. The director comes running over me and says, you just gave away to everyone that you're a chiloni. This is how from people do it. So obviously, that's meant to be Musser. True story, but we're meant to take Musser for it, not just entertainment. This is a very common case. Many things, many products that don't get an OU because they have some trace ingredients in it. That's more complicated. They have some trace ingredients in it. But very often, the trace ingredients are bottle of shishim. No, that's different because you don't have bottle of shishim, that's more complicated. No,
how would you have the barrel?
The barrel is much more than a 60th. Yeah. Remember, the pot's always more than a 60th. Because you get a barrel.
Weird looking barrels.
Barrels are thick.
No, I know, but I thought it was just the outer. Whatever. I thought it was just
the outer. Whatever. Okay, it's a lot of. Yes, you should know there are mathematicians who have come up with all kinds of homers using calculus. Anyway, back to you. A lot of things, they might put a little treif into them. The treif is batel b'shishim. So, is it kosher if the factory makes something, they put in a little treif that's batel b'shishim? They're about to lose the chachila. And they're doing it, again, they're not doing it for a different purpose. No, they're doing it mamish because they want to mix in this ingredient and have it be part of their product, right? They mamish want to eat, mix in that ingredient as part of their product. So is that a problem with the lose the chachila or not? So this is a good question. I wasn't about to lose the chachila, right?
For you.
But maybe it was for me. So wow. Here we get into a big, big, big chakira. If you'll allow me to say a chakira. This chakira is not mefurish in the Nosek Helam page, but I think it's just intuitive chakira. The Beis Yosef asks the question here. He says, why do you make a knas? You make a knas so people won't keep doing it again and again, right? That's the idea of a knas. Why do we make a knas and mishnas batal b'shvilo? If I batal iser feed you, we make a knas you can't eat it. Why? Because we're afraid I'll keep doing it to feed you, right? Why would I ever do it to feed you? Isn't that against the Gemara and B'mitzia Daf Hey? In Unchotim Lolo. No one would do a sin for someone else. So the Beis Yosef has two answers. What are his two answers? One of his answers is, I'm not sure if I remember which is first, which is second, but I think his first answer is no. In Unchotim Lolo Big Avira. I wouldn't steal for you. I wouldn't murder for you. Like, I'm not going to go to hell to make you happy. But a small avera, people don't take seriously, and I wouldn't do a small avera for you. Right? Bitlos rachilo, people take lightly. It's a small avera. And therefore, people would do a small avera for you, so they made a kass. Then I can't feed it to you, so I won't keep doing it for you every day. The second answer, the Beis Yosef, which is quoted by the Shach in Sifkatan, Yod Aleph, says,
No, because if they let me, if I'm a batel for you and they let you eat it, then you'll say, ooh, this is a good deal. And you'll get a guy or an eved to be a batel for you, who like don't care about Isurim. Right? I won't do it for you again, because why would I do a chit for you? But, and again, here we're talking about when it's not profit. I don't need a restaurant with money. I mean, just stop for you. but you might ask a guy to do it. Meaning, there's a hakira here. Who is the knas on? Right? Knas l'mi shenis bato b'shvilo. Yesh makom lachor. I think we'll come out with a good heter based on this hakira. Yesh makom lachor. Who is the knas on? And this is two answers in Beis Yosef. One answer is Beis Yosef, Teiritz Rishon, who says that no, it's on the Mevatel, because Adam Chote Chet Kal Velolo, right? If you'll allow me to take a sort of phrase and stick words in the middle of it. A small aver would do for someone else. So they made a knas on me that I can't feed it to Shlomi, because I might keep doing it all the time. But, says the Beis Yosef in the second answer, and the Shach, who just quoted the second answer, Beis Yosef, but he could have picked the first answer, he picked the second one. No, it's on Mishenis Batel Bishvilo. Because next time, ask a guy to do it for him. And the guy had the guy in on Chotek Lola, right? The guy doesn't care, couldn't care less. He's not Jewish anyway. He can do whatever he wants. So here it seems to me, who are we afraid will keep taking advantage? I will keep taking advantage because I like to do small averas for Shlomi, because I see the smile on Shlomi's face and it's worth doing small avera. Or no, Shlomi will keep taking advantage because this time Bednarsh is a Vatel friend. Bednarsh won't do it again because he's a Jew. But okay, so we'll get the favor sent to me, a Vatel friend. No big deal. Or I don't know, in this country, you get Muhammad to be a Vatel for you. Fine, the Seder. So I think there are many nafgaminas of this Chakira. Can anyone think of a nafgamina of this Chakira?
I mean, in our case, where it's the guy should not just do it for themselves.
Aha, fascinating question. What about a case where a guy is doing it, right? Here could be a great nafgamina. Nafgamina. What if a guy shebitel bishvil Yisrael? If the knas is on me that I shouldn't tell goyim to do it, then avada the knas is shayach. That's the whole thing they were worried about. I shouldn't have other people vata for me because I might tell goyim to do it and they'll keep doing it. So pashtut, it should be usher, there should be a knas. But if the knas is on the mevatel, then why should there be a problem here? The mevatel didn't do an isser. The mevatel was a guy who was looking for him to do it. So if the knas is on the mevatel, there should be no knas if the mevatel was a guy. If the knas is on the beneficiary, because he'll come to tell the guy, then of course there should be a knas, because he'll come to tell the guy. Now the guy did it on his own. And next time, he will come to tell the guy. This is a machlokes. This is a tremendous machlokes. It's not on the page right here, but says the Levushei Srad, in the Pesachim Chuvin, some Kufchot Beis, and says the Rashbeish, okay, we will have to, let's give some names. I'm sorry, no one's on the page here. Who says, oh, sir?
Can I just get a clarification?
Yes.
We're assuming that this case is going to be to the Shil Yisrael?
Yes.
Why? Because they're doing it
for the guy's not for the guy, it's hard to imagine there'd be any Knas. The Knas is only Misha's about to be feeling
the
guy.
Making the food anyway, that's not they're making the food taste better for themselves.
Ah, but look at Rabbi Kiva Eger. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, being beetle, alastam, let me show you what's a lick those. Rabbi Kiva Shanasim, Shvil, Yichud. Vishvil Yisrael, O, or the public. Right? Because the public counts as Yisrael. Because, now again, it depends. If you're in Malaysia and you do it for the public, then it wouldn't count as doing it for Yisrael. But if you're an American and you do it for the public, that counts as doing it for Yisrael. Probably even Malaysia, because they ship things all over the world. Right? And certainly if you have an OU, then you know you're doing it for yourself. Right? So then, if a goy did it, it's also according to Shul Rash Beish, and it's Simen Tov Kuf Samech. And the Levushei Srad is quoted in the Pesachim Tshuva, Simen Kuf Kuf Beis, Sifkan Hey, you might have it in your volumes. I don't have it in mine, I apologize. However, there is a famous Maram Lublin, who says not that way. The Maram Lublin is found. I won't read it now, but I'll tell you where it is. It's found in the Prima Garden in some Kuf Gimel. He has the following case. There was a guy who had some trefa animals in his herd. Right? He had 1% trefa animals in his herd, meaning his milk is 1% trefa. And the guy wanted to sell his milk to a Jew. How do we know he wanted to sell his milk to a Jew? Because he ordered a hashgacha. He ordered a Jew to come, be mashgiach, to supervise the milking, to make it called Yisrael. Right? So he's clearly milking it for Jews, right? He even got a hashgacha. Obviously, there's no OU agencies then. But he brought a Jew down to make it called Yisrael. The Jew doesn't have to milk it. The Jew just has to watch it be milked. But he wasn't willing to only sell some of the milk. He says, it's all the milk or nothing. So he would mix in the treif milk and the kosher milk. The treif milk was only 1%, less than 60. And he was mevatel the treif milk l'chachila to sell to the Jews. Says the Maram Lublin, no problem whatsoever. Says the Maram Lublin, no problem whatsoever. The Maram Lublin, by the way, is the Maram was under the Marashah in the back of the Gemara. Right? Says the Maram Lublin. Where do you find the Maram Lublin? It's quoted, for example, in the Prima Gadim in Simon Kuf Gimel. The Prima Gadim of Kuf Gimel. I'll just read you the case since it's very similar to our Monday Shvach issues, right? This is Mamish, this is like an OU, right? This is Mamish, the same case. Says the Maram Lublin, he says, Tzom Trefa, V'yish Harbe Paros Ba'ofen Sha'acholov Batal Vashishin. V'Yisrael Tzachar Gvinos V'achem V'yasar V'agoy Osechem V'gvinos V'asar V'Yisrael Lukeach Acharkach. Right, the guy makes it, and then the Jew buys it. Ain kam v'atal iser to be a guy who v'atal. It's not a problem because the guy's doing it. Uma v'kach she'yisrael l'roa. Who cares? The Jew's supervising. The guy does it. There's no problem if a guy does it. Right. So this is quoted in the Prima Gadim. Shari. Sifsi Das, I mean. Kof Gimel and Yud Dalet. Okay, and likewise the Shukra Baz says the same thing. And the Reb Moshe in the Igros Moshe famously passed the same thing. Where's the Shukra Baz? If you want to look anything up, Simon Tough, go find Ches. Ayin Ches, 978. Yeah. And the Igros Moshe passed this way based on Maran Lublin in modern day times, Yerodea Chelik Beis, and then Aleph, very famous one. Can't but a case of Goyish factory, they did things wrong that weren't lachafila. He said, no problems, no kenas, the Goyim are doing it. Again, this is not a good heter in Israel with the Jewish factory. Only in Chutzlarts, where everyone's a Goy. So, give me a second. I just want to point out one other machlokis that's right here on our daf, that the Taz versus Rabbi Akiva Eber. What about the following case? Another nugget. What if the Mevatel was mazed, but the Mishan is battle bishvilo was shogeg? The Mevatel did it on purpose, but the guy who was done for was a shogeg. Maybe he didn't even know what was happening. Says the Taz of the Maharshal, what would you think? How would this depend on this Chakira? What would you think? If the, now we'll have, I'll still be, but I was in Vatel, but amazed for Shlomi. But he had no idea. He would have been horrified. He didn't want me to do it at all. So should there be a Knas or not? So if it's really on the Mevatel, then it should be Usher. Right? Because the Mevatel did it b'mezid. If it's really Mishan Mevatel b'shvilo that he shouldn't keep doing it, why should he get a kenas? He was b'shoge. And this is the opinion of the Marshal of the Taz right here. The Taz goes to Marshal, no problem. If you didn't know the guy was doing it for you, how could we put a kenas on you? Because he thinks the kenas is on you. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger here quotes from, oops, I already moved my place. Rabbi Akiva Eger here quotes from the Shutri Vash, who says, no, even if the guy did it for the public, maybe the public didn't know, says Rabbi Akiva Eger at least, okay, he's a deal from the Shutri Vash. You can't be sure, but certainly Rabbi Akiva Eger says it sounds like the Shutri Vash. That he says, well, if a storekeeper does it, it's also for everyone. Everyone didn't know, everyone didn't tell him to do it. So he says, that's what you see, there's a knas, even if you, the Mishnah's Batel, is totally innocent. Well, I'll pay Shutri Vash. Okay. Now, it seems like this should be told in the same Chakira. If so, Halacha L'maisa, then you could get a really good Miman of Shacheter. What if the Goy of the Batal is of Chachila and the Jews didn't want him to? The Jews didn't want him to. The Goy of the Batal is of Chachila for the public, but the Jews didn't want him to. They told him, we prefer you didn't, and he didn't listen. Then we might have shown it to the butter. Why? If you say the knas is on the guy who did it, he's a guy, there's no knas in him. If you say the knas is on who he was done for, people who are done for told him not to. They tried their best. They weren't mizidim. They were anusim. They didn't try to do any surin. So then, it should be, you would think me manavshach, it should be mutter. You would think this alpisvara. Alpisvara, let's say goy, should be tell. Bishvil harabin. Veha yisraelim lo yadu. Oh, lo hiskimu. You would think that Misvarit should be Motor Mimanavshach. If the Isser is on the Goy, then if the Isser is on the Vatal, Matal, the Goy, he didn't do anything wrong. And if the Isser is on the guy who was done for, the person who was done for was a Shokate or was an Anus. And he didn't do anything wrong. No one did anything wrong. It should be Hetzer Gomer, which is exactly Sheath the Maran Lublin. Okay, Halacha L'maisa, what do we say about this? It's still Machlokes. There are those who still want to be Machmir. Why are there those who still want to be Machmir? It could be these things. You know what? If the guy does it all the time for the Jews, then it's if the Jews are happy that he's doing it, and it's if they're easy to. Halacha L'maisa, how does Rav Moshe Paskin? Says Rav Moshe, L'maisa, Paskin's the Igris Moshe, Mutter, Aval, Mechur HaDavar, Lasei Sashkacha. He says, Taka, if the Goyish factory is Mavatel Eshel Chachila, it's Mutter. Taka, it's Mutter, there's no problem. Like the Maran Lublin. And certainly with my Mimanavshah, Pashit, it's Mutter. But what's the policy of the OU and everyone else nowadays? It's Taka Mutter. If a Goyish factory would make a recipe that has less than a 60th trait, even if they knew they were selling it to all the ethnicities and peoples in the world, that would talk to me mutter, because the guy did it. And he didn't do an Isser. And I also didn't do an Isser, because I didn't want him to do it. However, says Ramosha, it's mutter, but it's improper to put an OU on it. How can you put an OU on something which has trait in it? And that is the policy of OU nowadays. It's talk of mutter. If a guy would be mevatel l'shachil, it would be mutter for Jews to eat, but it's improper to put an OU on it. And therefore, they don't put an OU. That's a psaka for Moshe.
I thought that was a power of the liquor. Sorry, Moshe says it's better not to give them
a hatchet. For that purpose. That's what I'm hearing. I hear what you're saying, but that doesn't seem to match Rav Moshe's shita. That doesn't seem to match Rav Moshe's shita, because he says that it's only a matter of mechur of davar. What you're saying is, if you take the approach that's machmir, that says, look, if you give a hechsher, it's like you're amazed. Yeah. And now it's usher. Then, if you didn't give a hechsher, it would be kosher. If you gave a hechsher, it would be treif, and that would be a trivial question. Right? But I didn't think Rav Moshe held that. Okay, check.
That's what I remember
here. Check, okay. Anyway, Vayter, halacha l'maisa says Rav Moshe, mutter b'mechur ha-davar, l'chora, okay, and that's how we pass it. We pass in mutter of mechur hadavar. Okay, one last thing I just want to mention. This comes up all over Shas. This is the discussion of the Taz and the Tshuva, etc. What if someone accidentally mixed something in that they didn't know was Asher? Would you call them a shogeg or a mazid?
That's a shogeg.
Shogeg. Shogeg. That's clear. What if someone decided they weren't from and they mixed in an Isser because they weren't from? That's clearly a mazid. What if someone knew they were mixing in an Isser, but didn't know that also batel is l'chachila? Are they a shogeg or a mazid?
It's also a shogeg.
What do we call them, halachic terminology?
Shogeg
b'din or omer mutter. Right, omer mutter all over Shas, even in Shas, many places, the machlokas of the Shas, and omer mutter is, in Makos and other places. And right here we have a big machlokas that omer mutter is, the Marshal and the Tzemach Tzedek and the Beis Yaakov, and many say that's considered mazid. However, we pass like the Taz and the Shach, the Tudus Akesef here, who uses the Taz, that Omer Mutter Shogeg, that's our general Mahalach in Kalator Kula, that Omer Mutter is Shogeg. So someone was a Batalus Lachachila, and they knew what they were doing, but they thought it was okay, then they'd be considered a Shogeg. And so to another Shabbos, etc.
I'm just throwing it back to that. If we said that if the guy doesn't and the Jew doesn't want it, then it would be mutter. Is that only if there's another way of making this thing? Because if there's no other way of making it, I mean, you need to be the or make this recipe.
No. Because here his kavanah is not for devar acher. His kavanah is to eat the tree and read it. It's one of the things he wants to eat. That's not kavanah. The whole course of the Yeshua is your kavanah is devar acher. Here's kavanah is he wants to put in all these ingredients. There's no other way to eat a recipe that needs lard other than putting in lard. Right. That's not called kamasal davar acher. That's kamasal mechol iser.
What's the masa
that
dinner is the
shita mechor? Meaning that if you know it's a public, a fast thing, or if you know about food and you yourself are eater, or mechor on any kind of reason? No, he says the mechor is for the hashkocha agency, not for the person to eat it. Rav says it's much of a person to eat it. It's just mechor to put a hashkocha on it. So like if a guy in the OU wanted to tell you privately, you should know you can eat this product, you can eat it. He just can't put the OU on it because that's not proper. Says from Moshe.
And they also shouldn't make a list saying this there are products that have this.
Okay, that's a great question of where to draw the line. What if they just make a list but they don't put the OU? I don't know what they do in European countries where they have lists. Like, do they allow things that have been delicious in Hachila based on the Moshe and say it's not Mechor, or is it still Mechor to put on the list?
Why would it be any different?
Well, because you're not like Mamish putting Hashgacha on a package.
Stamp of approval.
You're not getting
the list. The list is saying these things are kosher.
Right. So it might depend. I don't know. It might depend on how people looked at the list. You know, Tsarkia. I'll leave that with Tsarkia. You have to ask the people in Europe.
You ever get shilohs? You realize that there's mush in play?
No, because it's only an issue in industrial shilohs, really. No, I guess it could be. Let's say someone had like a local store where they made some product and they were only batalos el chachila to make it, or some guy. Then the rabbi couldn't put his name on a piece of paper on the wall there because that would be mechor adavar. But if the rabbi wanted to tell people, Taki, you can eat what's in the store, it's just not under hashgacha, then your emotion would say it's okay.
I feel like most people understand.
Yeah, okay, so maybe it's better to avoid. But certainly if you were stuck, right? Then you could be Mekel. Okay. The last thing I wanted to discuss was the... I think that's about it for the Knas, but Solomon, you get a chance, please. Yes. Yeah, just because since it has a trait inside, and you're putting the OU on it, that's improper. Even if the trait is bottle. It's improper to put an OU on something that has a trait in it.
Where it's mutter, so in the bees case, it's also the trait in there.
No, but there you didn't put in the trait ingredient on purpose. It was kamenas l'zavar acher. Here, they put in the trait ingredient as one of their ingredients.
I mean, because they're using it for taste.
Yeah, they mamish want the trait ingredient, right? It's not psikration.
But if it was psikration,
then in a chanami.
Meaning it's just a lack of, let's say, they don't clean it properly.
Then Esther, that would be different. Maybe
would it
then.
Be mechor?
Yeah, maybe not. Mechor or not. Yes.
If they're putting the treif in, doesn't mean the treif gives a taste, and even if it wouldn't be bothered if you should?
No, because it could be, we'll get to that, but A, it could be they're just putting it in because it has some, like, chemical effect or something that's not significant enough to be a double amamid. Or it could be they're just putting it in, like, to help something else, enhance something else or something where we'll see what possibly is not a problem. Okay. We have this funny machlokas between the smag and the torah. Says the smag. Therefore, whenever a rabbi gets a shaila, let's say someone says, "Oh, here was my here's a piece of treif meat that's in my cholent." The rabbi says, "Okay, let me measure the treif meat. 2. Let me measure the cholent. 150. Great. Bato b'shishim." Says the smag. The rabbi always has to ask. Well, did you add more water or ingredients to the cholent after the treif meat melted? So if originally it was not bottle of shishim, then he has to be machmir. And the Torah says back to the smag, no, you don't have to worry about that. So what are you worried about? If you're worried that he put in the he added more heter b'shogeg, then there's no knas if he added b'shogeg. And if you're worried that he added the mesit, then he's not going to admit it anyway, right? If he's such a big liar that he did it for mesit, then he'll just lie and he'll tell you he didn't do anything. So therefore, there's no point. That is the... You got the board, right? Tom?
Yeah.
The smog and the tour, right here. It says the smog. You must ask if heter was added after the Esser fell in. And says the tour, not necessary. And the tour seems to talk in a language of this knas. He says it's not necessary. What are you worried about the knas? That they deserve a knas for adding more heter? No, why do they deserve a knas? Mimanashach. They did b'shogi, they don't deserve a knas. And if they did it b'mezid, then they're going to lie to you anyway. So what's the point of asking them? Question is, what was the smog's problem and why did the tour disagree? So here there are four answers. According to Beis Yosef and the Shach. Or according to Beis Yosef, rather. According to Beis Yosef, what was the smog's problem? Why did the smog think it was a problem if they added? Exactly. The problem, if they added, is, according to Beis Yosef, Chanan. The problem is Chanan. Meaning it has nothing to do with those achil. Problem is Chanan. If it was originally a 1 to 50 ratio, then it being all Chanan and doesn't help. Right? And then why did the Torah disagree? The Torah disagrees. Why does he disagree? Because there's no Chanan to Shari Surim. Okay? A lot of the leader of Chron didn't like this shot. They said, well, what if it was Moshe B'chol of Shaila? Oh, you'd have to make a Dachu Gogemti. He's only talking about Shari Sur and Shailas. Okay, that's one possibility. The Ramah understood differently. What did the Ramah understand in the Smag?
Can you say it's a Machloket the Mutav Shishogin Lagabe, like something that's not...
Nah. What did the Ramah understand? We'll read the Ramah in a second. But what did the Ramah say? His problem was Chanan Mishari Surim. That wasn't his issue. What was his issue? What did the Smog think? If it's no da tarovis, if they knew there was a tarovis and then added the shogig, they make a knas on shogig up to mesit. That's what I must say the smog's problem is. You have to ask them, did you realize there was a mixture and then add more heter? If so, then even if they say, yes, we realized there was a mixture, we added more heter, but we didn't know that was a problem, then you have to ask her, because this knas on shogig up to mesit. How much of a tour hold? And then Torah is directly talking to the smog. You think we make a class on shogig? No, we don't make a class on shogig. So we monoshach. If he was a shogig, they don't deserve a class. And if they're amazing, then why not? Anyway, so there's no point asking them questions. The shach and the kudus akesef says something similar. These are all similar things. That's very similar. The smog held Kamsinan Shogay Atu Mazid. He just doesn't necessarily think it matters. There was no that Taroves. Well, Kamsinan Shogay Atu Mazid. And what did the Taz think? Says the Taz, you know what the problem was? It wasn't Kamsinan Shogay Atu Mazid. The problem with the Taz, it's almost the same. All these are almost the same. Right? These are almost the same shot, as opposed to the Beis Yosef, who says the smog is worried about Hanan. They're worried about Knas. They just express it a little differently. The Ramah says, well, you have to ask, if they realize there's an Arbov, then out of the Shogig, we make a Knas on Shogig. Kudus HaKesef says, maybe in general, the smog thinks we're making a Knas on Shogig. Maybe it doesn't possibly for Beis Yosef or Shimon. And the Taz says, no. That, and it's very similar, that... Lomar, Shahosik, the Shogeg, the Chayshinan, Shema, Hosef, the Mazet. Right? Very similar to Arma and Shach, but it's like difference. Difference is, what if he had Edom and Shogeg? The Arma and Shach would still say the Smag was Machmer. The Taz would say, no, if he had Edom and Shogeg, it wouldn't be Machmer. But if we just take his word for it, the Shogeg, then we're Machmer.
What's he asking?
What?
What's he asking?
Ah, you have to ask, did you add anything after the Isser fell in? Said yes, but by accident. Then we think they did it on purpose, and we make a knas. And then the Torah says back, don't be ridiculous. If you think they're a big liar, and they're lying and saying Shogeg when they say it's Mazid, they'll just lie and say they didn't add anything. It won't help.
You also didn't ask the question, Michatil. You didn't
correct. Correct. Exactly. So, well, maybe someone else asked the question. Maybe the family asked the question. He says, no. Naaman, Lomar, Shahayah Shogeg. Okay. So, the Smag, you see there are two different mahalchim of understanding why the Smag thinks we have to ask. The Beis Yosef thinks, the Smag thinks we have to ask because there could be a Hanan problem. If it was originally 1 to 50 and then you added more, adding more doesn't help. Not because of Bittulus of Achila, because of Hanan, because it became Hanan. And then the third is saying there's no Hanan. What if it was Basav Chalav? Okay, you have to say we're not talking about Basav Chalav, which is a little dachot, but possible. The Ramadha Shah, the Nukudas of Gezim Matas say no. The Ramadha Shah and Matas say no. It's a Bittulus of Achila problem. That's why it's in Simon Sadi Tess and not Simon Sadi Beis. We're worried about a knas. Why is the Smag worried about a knas? Either because there's a knas on Shogeg Atu Mezid, if it's a Shogeg where you knew there was a Tarovis, which is already more suspicious Shogeg, or there's a knas on Shogeg Atu Mezid all the time, or there's not a knas if you can prove it's Shogeg, but if you claim it's Shogeg, there's a knas because we think you're lying and it was Mezid. And then the Torah would just say, give me a break, what are you talking about? And this guy is a Shogeg, the Imam Shach. If you wanted to lie, you would lie to us, there'd be no point talking to him. If we're talking to him, it's because we trust him. If we trust him, Shogeg is fine. Okay, how let us see what the Rama says. Says the Rama, yes.
According to the Smag, then it's never allowed.
Correct. Against the Machaber. Now we just have one other question I have to ask. Yes?
This is Omega.
What?
Omega, I could have said I didn't have anything.
Yeah, this is all part of what the Torah had in mind. Saying, look, if the guy wanted to lie, he could have said nothing ever happened. So obviously you have to trust him. And a Hanan
group.
Yeah.
Okay.
How is it Taz different than the Nikudas?
Because the difference in the Taz and Nikudas Agesim is if he had Eden, then he was Shogeg. Nikudas Agesim would say the Smag was the lesser. Because the general class on Shogeg to meet it across the board. Taz would say, no. If you can prove you're Shogeg, there's no knas. Only if you claim you're a Shogeg, there's a knas. So you see the subtle difference. Okay. Now, here's the more important question. Forget about the Smag, forget about the Torah. Says the Torah, Lemaisa, Paskin, the Torah, the Ramah. Torah, the Ramah, Pasku, She'eno Tzorech, Lishol, Ha'im hosifu heter achar nefila sa'iser. Right? We didn't read that yet. You'll take my word for it. Right? You don't have to ask. What's the problem? The problem is these crazy 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3, 4, these crazy knossos. No, let's be normal. Hanan is a real problem, right? Meaning, what's the problem? At 1 o'clock, maybe you have 50 heter and 1 iser. At 2 o'clock, you added 10 heter, and now you have 60 heter and 1 iser. Now, the rabbi is just going to say, 60 heter, 1 iser, totally kosher, enjoy your meal. But Taka, they're eating treif. Because when it was 1 to 50, it became Hanan. Now, they need 3,050 to make 3,060 to be Vatlet. Not adding another 10. So why aren't we worried about Hanan? Here's a good question. Why aren't we worried about Hanan? Answers, well, the Beis Yosef and the
Shach have an answer. They say, but it's not a very good answer. It doesn't work for us. They say, Litor en kasha demairi v'sharim suren v'en chanan v'shari suren. Off the Torah, it's not a problem. He holds there's not like a ring of frame, there's no chanan v'shari suren. A, that's Dachuk, who says he's only talking about shari suren. Seems to be talking about shaylus in general. And B, that doesn't help for the Ramah. That doesn't help for the Ramah. The Ramah is still stuck. After all, we pass on the shari suren. How can you just say 61 kosher without checking? Maybe there's a chanan problem. You can't deny chanan. We pass on that 7 simanim ago. So, how many answers are there? There are 4 more answers. Darkei Moshe gives 3 answers. Says in Darkei Moshe, just make an okenta. In what case there no chanan? What kind of taruv is there no chanan? Add one factor. Okenta, the maybe or, and what kind of taruv is there never chanan?
No, that.
Yavish be yavish without cooking, right? Be yavish, bli beshal, right? Remember we said that only kind of the taste of things goes into each other? If you just mixed up cans of food on the shelf, there's no chanan. Right? So you mixed up one can with 50 cans, and then you added 10 more cans. Or forget the cans of food on the shelf. You have candies on your table. You really mix up one kosher candy with 50 tray of candies. And then you added another 10 tray, sorry, one tray of candy with 50 kosher candies. Then you add another 10 kosher candies. Now it's 61. There's no chanan. Because there's only chanan, but there's no sinas tam. There's no sinas tam. Or, lach b'lach, v'makom, hefsin miriba. Okay. It's a big okemta. But if you give this okemta, then you understand why there's no chanan.
Does lach b'lach without cooking have chanan?
Yes, unless there's hefsin miriba. Okay. The Darkei Moshe gives another one, which I don't understand at all. I don't think anyone else here. Some people tried to understand it. He says, maybe Ein Chanan Im Hosef Heter Achar Kach B'Shogeg. Maybe Chanan is only if you added the Mesa. If you added the Shogeg, there's no Chanan, and therefore, we're not hosted if you added the Mesa. Because we trust you not to add the Mesa. Okay, it just doesn't make any sense. Like, Chanan is a fact. When it got mixed in, either it was Chanan or it wasn't. It shouldn't make a difference if you added the Shogeg or the Mesa.
No, because you need to know in order for
it to be. Ah, but that can't be what it means. That's the next answer to Dr. Moshe. Says the Dr. Moshe, Ein Chanan. LMK Noda Hataroves, right? That's not so crazy. Omairi Shalom Noda Hataroves Miad, right? Chanan is only if you know there's a Taroves. Chanan is only chal when someone knows there's Chanan. But Chanan is only chal when someone knows there's Chanan. But this, the okemta, is they didn't know that there was a taroves until the end. If they didn't know there was a taroves, then who cares? They added later or not. There's no chanan until they know it. And why do we think they never didn't know there was a taroves until the end? As soon as they knew there was a taroves, they asked the rabbi. Right? That makes sense. Why would they know there's a taroves at 1 o'clock and ask the rabbi at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock? Okay, the Taz has a fifth answer. Well, let me just have the paskin. Says the Taz, lo Machzakinan Isura Lachshosh B'chanan. We're not choshesh that there was chanan, because that would be being machzik iser. That would be assuming some new iser happened. We don't have to assume a new iser happened. Ah, but didn't we say you have to ask? Didn't the smag say you have to ask if they added or not? How can the smag say you have to ask if they added if we're not machzik iser? So he adds one thing. V'chashinan rak shema hosef heter miyad lifnei shenasechanan. None of the other Aharonim like this because it's formally valid, but practically strange. What does the Taz say? We're not worried about Hanan. He was never worried about Hanan. The Smag was never worried about Hanan. Why not? Because we're not worried that the Heter fell in and then a minute later you, the Isser fell in and a minute later you added Heter if there was Hanan. We're only worried that the Isser fell in and right away you added Heter before it had a chance to become Hanan. It's a little weird. The odds that you added Heter 5 minutes later are high. The odds you added Heter at exactly the same time are low. Why are we only choshish you added Heter right away and not that you added Heter later? So if you added Heter later, that would be an Isser of Hanan. We're not choshish for Isserim of Hanan. We're only choshish that maybe you added in a way that wouldn't be Hanan. Okay, interesting toss. Now let us paskin. Let's read the Ramah, paskin, and then we go. Well, the safe sip up. Vidavka says Ramah, Shinsarin Yavish Vyavish. Well, Filo Lach Balach, the Mandor Oshin Omer Bo, Katika Nasas, the Velo, the Elson Sadi Base. Most can point out that for us it is Hefsim Ruba. Aval Katika Shabola Isser, Loma, Hani Shin Tosar Karka Heter. So Amrina Bay Katika Nasas, the Vela. Says the Ramah. Says the Ramah, you know when it's not a problem if they added later? It's not a problem if they added later if it was Yavish B'Yavish or Lach B'Lach B'Mokko Hefzen Ruba, right? Which is when we follow the sheet of the no Hanan. But if there are pieces in the cholent and a piece that absorbed chaticha, if there are actual chatichos that absorb taste, then there is a problem with Hanan. And that's not what the Smag and the Torah were talking about. That's what the Ramah says at first. Continuing. Yesh omen, da filo makam de lo amrin en chanan, lo mahani ahet to levatel, ele ni tosef kodem sheno da tarobes. Avo no da tarobes kodem, lo mahani mashin tosef achar kach. O lefiza yitzarech hachacham amor levatel esher lachkor ni tosef ahet to lachar sheno da. Velo nagu kain. What is the Yesh omen, the Ramah? That makes sense. The Ramah brings down his pshat in the smug. First, the Ramah says his pshat in the emes. The emes is the only possible problem here is chanan. There's no knas. The only possible problem is chanan. And when is there chanan? There's chanan in a chaticha that absorbed taste, not in yavish b'yavish or lach b'lach mokavim z'mruvna. Then he says yesh omer. The smug holds that even if there's no chanan, even besides chanan, we make a knas on shogeg if it was after yavish taroves. But, and therefore you should have to ask, did you know the Taroves and then mix it with Shogeg? But we're not knowing like this monk. Okay, so let's just gather for a second. How does the Ramah paskin? What's the Chomer of the Smag? The Chomer of the Smag is that if someone levatel is or a Shogeg after they knew the Taroves, we make a knas even on Shogeg. On a Shogeg that you knew it was an issue, we make a knas. But we don't paskin that way. Halacha l'maisa. Why aren't we worried about Hanan? Says the Ramah. We're not worried about Hanan in the case of Yavish B'Yavish or a case of Lach B'Lach and Mokam Hefzim Ruba. Otherwise, we are worried about Hanan. Now, we just have, let's paskin then. Halacha L'maisa, based on the Ramah. Halacha l'maisa. Knas, nope, never applies to shogeg. Against many of the pshatim the smag. That's what the Ramah called yesh omer, and we're not knowing that way. How about Hanan? Applies to chaticha shebola ta'am. Or lach b'lach shalom b'makom hefzen meruba doesn't apply to yavish b'yavish, meaning a jumble of solid things without the sinus tam, or lach b'lach b'makom hefzen meruba. Now the Achronim just debate two things. One is, how about this kula? that there's no chanan if you don't have any dias tarovis? Do we hold from this kula or not? If you don't know the tarovis, is there chanan? So, who learned the Darkei Moshe? Oren? What did the Darkei Moshe say? Which shot did he like in the Darkei Moshe? He liked this one, Talit.
Yeah.
Says the Darkei Moshe and the Toras Chatas, two books of the Ramah. Darkei Moshe, Toras Chatas, and who's the Ramah's favorite marker for Pesach? Anyone? Yisr B'Heter. Say there's no Chanan. Whoa, good Kula. If you don't know there was a Tarovis, there's no Chanan. Great Kula. Ah, the Raman Sadi basis, if you don't know where what piece of land on there is Chanan, you know the Tarovis, you still know what piece it was on. But if you don't know the Tarovis at all, there's no Chanan. Who argues against them vociferously and powerfully and angrily? The Shach. Says the Shach, there is Chanan. Even if you don't know there's Tarovis. And the Shach points out that the Ramah in the Shulchan Aruch didn't bring down this Kula. In the Shulchan Aruch, he paskin beis, not Dalit. So what do we see? Then he didn't want to rely on this Kula L'maisa. The Shach says maybe he changed his mind after the Darkei Moshe and Toras Chatas when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, or the Mappa on the Shulchan Aruch. And Rabbi Akiva Eiger even says for sure he changed his mind. Halacha L'maisa says the Shach, we don't rely on this. Halacha L'maisa, we do not rely on the Kula, there's no Chanan in Dias Tarovis. We don't rely on the Chumra, there's a Knas in Dias Tarovis on Shogeg, and we don't rely on the Kula, that there's no Chanan, or there's no Dias Tarovis. So Halacha L'maisa, what do we say? If it was a case of Yavish, B'Yavish, or Lach, B'Lach, 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 there's no Chanan, the normal rules of Chanan. But if it was a case of Chaticha, or Lach, B'Lach, 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 we are Choshish for Chanan, even if you don't know the Tarovis, we're still Choshish for Chanan. Halacha L'maisa, we follow the Shach. And not the Darkei Moshe. All the later Achronim follow the Shach. Okay, last question we'll deal with. Now that we've paskined, let me ask you a very simple question. What if you have a case of Chaticha Shibbalatav, or Lach Balach without Hefzid Maruba? Do you have to ask? Do you have to ask? What if your case there is a Chash Kanan? Remember, we ended up paskening. There's only no Chash Kanan if you make it Ukimta, Yavish, Biyavish, or Lach Balach and Hefzid Maruba. What if it's a case there would be Kanan? Someone says, I dropped an ounce of milk in my cholet, beef cholet. We measure the beef cholet in 63. But it's full of chatichos. If it used to be 58 and then they add another 5, when it was 58, all those chatichos being chanan, with them it has to ruba, they stay chanan forever. Do you have to ask or not? This is a machlokas in the Shach, Sivka and Tezayin, between the Shach and the Levush.
Was it also the Taz?
Yes, correct. And the Taz, and with this will end, Sivka and Yud Aleph. Says the Levush, yes. Oh, when do we pass like the church? You don't have to ask if there's no chanan. But if it's the case there is chanan, you have to ask. However, that's not what it sounded like for Ramah. For Ramah, it sounded like across the board, you don't have to ask. So it says, the Shach and the Taz, Alpi, Pashtos, of the Ramah, no. Anyone want to guess why you wouldn't have to ask? Tak, it could be chanan problem. You're going to have 63 to 1, but if it started out as 58 to 1, it's straight. Why don't you think you have to ask? Yossi, why don't you think you have to ask?
According to the Taz, we'll have to do this.
Exactly. Says Oren. Why? Because Lo Machzakinan Isura. After all, you don't have to ask because we don't have to suspect things that we have no evidence of. Why would you think you would have added more heter after the Isser fell? Why would you think it was 1 to 58, then you added another 5 heter? We see 1 to 63. Why do you have to ask every possibility? Maybe a space ceiling came down and made a treif. Maybe a goy came into your house and cooked it. Maybe, who knows?
Very much so. And it's so easy to fire. We said that's not even called a suffix.
No.
In general.
No, but that's if we want to be makelus of derech lekula. But if we don't want to be mechoshish in the first, there's no leidus hasafik. That's they mean. What they mean is, there's no leidus hasafik. Why would you think they added later? But people disagree with them. The Marshal and the Prichamish disagree, and they say, what do you mean? This is not a far out possibility. It's normal. You ever see anyone cook a challenge? Do they always add water in the middle? Very commonly they add water in the middle of the cooking, right? It boils out a little, they add water. People always add water later to the cholent. So the Maharshal, quoted the Taz, and the Prichadosh disagree, and they say, no, Taka, this is a common thing, and this is what's tricky. We're not choshesh, stam, and iser happen, but if it's common, we are. So, who do we add to this? Maharshal and the Prichadosh. They say that there is a latest asafik. Whatever's common is a latest asafik, might have happened. Halacha lemaisa, what should you do? With Ora, one should use their common sense. If it's the kind of thing where it's common that people would add more water in the middle of cooking, you should ask. If it's the kind of thing where it's not common, people would add more water in the middle of cooking, then you don't have to ask. That's what I think is the truth, halacha lemaisa. But here it gets very tricky, because we worry about Hanan in most cases. So do you have to ask or not? Nothing to do with the Torah. The Torah says you don't have to ask because he's not worried about Hanan, he's not worried about Knas. How about us? Do we have to ask? Say the Shach and the Taz, Shach and the Ramah, we don't have to ask. Why? Because we're not worried that a weird thing happened. Says the Marshal, it's not a weird thing, it's a common thing. You have to worry a common thing happens. That's the Lomach Zekin in the Surah. You don't have to worry a weird thing happens. But you have to worry a common thing happens. How common? Okay, the Maisa, you should use your common sense. If you think it's likely that they added water in the middle, you have to ask. If you think it's not likely, then you don't have to ask. Okay, so much for Simon Sif Hey. We'll pick up a Sif Vav. We did a Sif today. That's good. We'll pick up a Sif Vav, Mir Tashem, tomorrow. I have some extra, when you get to Simon Kof, I have some extra Makoros about all the bug issues nowadays. Very, very, very big issues. Everyone, please take a Makoros packet. And when you finish Simon Kof, you can prepare these Makoros. It's not such a long packet. I think when you finish Simon Kof, it's not such a long Simon Kof.